Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And today we're going to do our devotional, and then we're going to do a little teaching about this as we do every day. We're going to start off with a scripture here in 1 Chronicles 21, 1 to 17. And it says, Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to take a census of Israel. David said to the Almighty, isn't it I who commanded the people to be counted? I am the one who has sinned and done very wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, O Yahweh, Almighty, be against me and against my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued. And that was the verse, and now we get into our devotional here. Have you ever been responsible for the death of another? Not to mention 70,000 people? David condemned them when he succumbed to the temptation. Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to take a census of Israel. Translation, David was motivated by his own ego. Even after he was warned, why does my master require this thing? Why will he be a cause of guilt to Israel? He still chose sin. Don't you know that when you present yourself as servants and obey someone, you are the servants of whomever you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? Romans 6:16. David, the king of Israel, servant of the Almighty, man after Yahweh's own heart, and the apple of his eye, Psalms 17, verse 8, chose sin. David is well known for his adulterous affair with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah, her husband, but rarely do you hear of his responsibility for the death of these 70,000. This very same man, who gives us such hope with his genuine repentance, have mercy on me against you, and you only have I sinned. Create in me a clean heart, Psalms 51. Was a slave to his own desires, of a servant of sin. You are the servants of whomever you obey. Now consider the thousands who died. Would you be so inclined to see him as a pillar of faith if your loved one was one of his victims? Would you still read his words and be encouraged by them? Would you follow him if he was your king today? Maybe a better way to ask is this. Do you see what Yahweh sees? Confession. I am the one who sinned. And intercession. Please let your hand be against me, but not against your people. Or do you overlook the heart and see only what man sees, the consequences of sin, 70,000 dead? Who are you to judge? Does your true nature long to condemn others? Do you condemn others to make yourself feel better about you? Learn from this, loved one. His fire is coming. You will be tried. You will be tested. If you'd rather have the short version of this test, then humble yourself. If you see yourself as a diamond with no flaws, step down from your self-made soapbox. The Father knows you are a diamond in the rough. In other words, a piece of coal. It takes a lot of pressure to turn coal into a diamond. The pressure will squeeze you and expose what is inside. Take your eyes off everyone else's sin. Get your focus back on you. For if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 Corinthians 11:31. If you do, then may just be hope for you yet. There may just be hope for you yet. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There might yet be hope. Lamentations 3:29. And as we're in Lamentations, let me read to you a little before we get into the teaching. We're in Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 35. The faithful love of Yahweh never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, Yahweh is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. Yahweh is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly as for salvation from Yahweh. And it is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of his discipline. Let them sit alone in silence beneath Yahweh's demands. Let them lie face down in the dust. For there may be hope at last. Let them turn the other cheek to those who strike them and accept the insults of the enemies. For no one is abandoned by Yahweh forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion because of the greatness of his unfailing love. For he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow. And there's another scripture in Ezekiel 33:11 that says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. And as I read here about David, the man with Yahweh's own heart, right? Being responsible for the death of 70,000 people. And how we just overlook that. We seem to overlook that. And we think we want to mimic and be imitators of him. And we look at his word with high esteem. Yahweh has a great redemptive power. And through Our repentance, we can be made new again, like the scripture we just read, and never give up hope. But let's look at pride and humble. Proudness and humbleness today. Proudness and humbleness. And let's get and squeeze out that coal and turn it into a diamond within us. You know, it says in Ezekiel 28:17, your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I expose you before kings to feast their eyes on you. You understand the pride that people have today. It says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before stumbling. Proverbs 18:12 says, before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, but humility goes before honor. And then Proverb, which is another word for wisdom, in 29:23 says, a person's pride will humble him. But a humble spirit will gain honor. And we see prideness versus humbleness. And the scriptures look at these extreme opposites. And then we get into the confession of what we're doing and the reality of who our Creator is and how he's willing to never give up on us. Never give up on us. And we should never give up on him. It says in Deuteronomy 8:11-14, beware that you do not forget Yahweh your Elohim, by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud and you will forget Yahweh, your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Romans 12:16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. How do we look at others? And does our pride keep us from loving our neighbor, which we're called to do? Are we too proud to do that? I'm going to read Romans 12:16 again. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. And then I go to Psalms 131:1. My heart is not proud, Yahweh. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. That was from King David. 70,000 dead because of his sin. And he still tried to intercede. Galatians 6:3, if anyone thinks They are something when they are not. They deceive themselves. We need to understand the warnings that our Creator gives us about being proud. About being proud. Our Creator desires for us to have ears to hear, but the proud just don't listen. It says in James 4:6, but he gives us more grace than what he says. Yahweh opposed the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Jeremiah 5:21 says, hear this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. And Romans 2:8 says, but for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth, follow evil, there will be wrath and anger, great wrath and anger. It says Yahweh hates people that are prideful. He hates that. Proverbs 28:25 says, he that is of a proud heart stir up strife, but he that has put his trust in Yahweh shall be made fat. So many scriptures warning us against these things. And the more high we are esteemed to a position like King David was, the more easy it is for us not to remain humble. That is the way the heart works. That is the way the heart works. And this is really what I want to talk about today. We have pride and we have humble, two extremely opposite things. But the heart is going to determine which side you are on. Proverbs 27:19 says, as in water, face reflects face, so the heart of a man reflects a man. Do we understand that? Do we see what's going on? Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seems right unto each man, but in the ends are death. Through our pride, we've convinced our heart to live literally against putting Yahweh's word first. We put our word before his word. And it's through our deceitful hearts that we let this happen to us. But Yahweh calls us to be humble. Yahweh calls us to be humble. Yahweh calls us to be repentive. But we must first put our trust in him and his word, and we must trust him first. Trust in Yahweh, not with some of your heart, but all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Submit to him in all your ways and make his path straight. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Follow me. Submit to our Creator. Submit to him and you'll be just fine. You know, Dave Ramsey, I like his phrase when somebody asks, how are you doing? He says, better than I deserve. And somebody who doesn't have a good amount of knowledge about scripture will say, what are you saying that for? Doesn't you deserve it all? No, we don't deserve anything. We deserve death. We deserve death because we're wicked sinners. Until we do die with him and rise with him again and have our hearts circumcised, and then we can be different and the pride is replaced by humbleness. But don't deceive yourselves. Anyone out there that thinks that you are not a wicked sinner, you think that you are better and above all those things, that's pride that's gotten in the way. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, Yahweh, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. And that's what we are in this devotional. We look at King David, 70,000 dead because of his sin. And Yahweh still esteemed him to such a high position. We should never give up on Yahweh. Never give up on Yahweh. And give up on our own thinking and our own selves and transform our mind to be more like Yahweh's mind. It says, Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth in Genesis 6:5. You know, and that's what we are. But we got a new heart. A new heart because what Yeshua did for us and that transformation that takes place. And that's what we want to discuss today, that transformation that's going to take place from the pride to the humble. That's it. The humble people are on a narrow path and they use the light of his word as a guide. The prideful people are on that wide path that so many people are on. We must seek to have this transformation. I want everyone right now, Psalms 51:10. Say this, repeat after me. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Say that. Go ahead, say it. Create in me a new heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit in me. We don't want that old heart. We don't want that old heart. Romans 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Ezekiel 36, 26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Matthew 5, 8 says, for with the heart of man one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Ezekiel 11, 19 says, and I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put in them, and I will remove the heart of stone and their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. And Hebrews 10, 22, let us draw near with a true heart, full of assurance of the faith of our hearts, sprinkled clean from the evil consciousness of our bodies, washed with pure water. No matter where you are, no matter what situation you were born into, no matter what situation you think you are in your desperate situation in life, Yahweh could take a man who killed 70,000. Yahweh could take somebody like Paul who was persecuting fellow believers, and he could turn them around. And if he could turn them around, he could turn you around from a heart of pride to a heart of humbleness. From a heart of pride to a heart of humbleness, so we would love him with all our heart, as he asks us to do. All our heart to love him. And remember what it says. We should never give up hope. No matter what we've done in life, I meet people that get depressed. They said, I've done this and I've done that, and there's no hope for me, but there's always hope. Psalms 34, 18 says, Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed spirit. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in Yahweh. Believe in him. Believe in him. Let your hearts not be troubled. It says in Psalms 139, 1-5, O Yahweh, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path, my lying down, and my and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Yahweh, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To shed that the pride, and to be able to will to, like David, to confess our sins and be an intercessory for the innocent. That we would be so humble that we wouldn't think about our own life. We would come to a place of repentance. We need to let go and confess these things, just like David confessed to Yahweh. Just like Job finally came to the conclusion where he had to confess he's not good. Like when he started, he said, I'm so good. Why could this happen? But he finally said, yes, I am. I deserved everything. You know, to see Yahweh's working. Yahweh, we don't know what Yahweh's doing, but then we come to see what Yahweh's doing. And we realize things. Yahweh wants to make us stronger, not weaker. He wants to build us up, not give us a life of peace and easiness so we would get too complacent and prideful. He wants these testing and these trials to come. But the key to everything is confessing your shortcomings, your sins, your struggles to Yahweh. This is what prayer is about. It says in Proverbs 28, 13, if you hide your sins, you will not succeed. If you confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. Psalm 69, verse 5 says, Yahweh, you know what I have done wrong. I cannot hide my guilt from you. Psalms 44, verses 20-21 says, for if we have forgotten the name of our God or lifted our hands to a foreign God, wouldn't God find out since he knows the secrets of our heart? Psalms 90, verse 8 says, you have set our wrongdoing before you, our secret sins in the light of your face. And then finally, Numbers 32, verse 23 says, but if you don't do these things, you will be sinning against Yahweh. Know for sure that you will be punished for your sin. We have to understand and connect to believe that there are consequences to sin. There are consequences to sin. And if we want to get to that place of being prideful, to being humble, we must confess our sins to him and watch him do his work in us. He sees what we do. He knows what we do. It says in Psalms 139, 3-7, you know where I go and where I lie down. You know everything I do. Yahweh, even before I say a word, you already know it. You are all around me, in front and in back. You have put your hand on me. Your knowledge is amazing to me. It is more than I can understand. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run from you? We have to remind ourselves daily that nothing is hidden from Yahweh. All things will come to show its face. In Luke 12, 1 to 2, it says, so many of the thousands of people had gathered that they were stepping on each other. Yeshua spoke first to his followers, saying, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, because they are hypocrites. Everything that is hidden will be shown, and everything that is in secret will be made known. We need to understand the truth and to be honest and confess. Hebrews 4, 12 to 13 says, Yahweh's word is alive and working and sharper than a double-edged sword. It cuts the way into us where the soul and the spirit are joined. So there's a center of our joints and bones, and it judges the thoughts and feelings in our hearts. Nothing in all the world can be hidden from Yahweh. Everything is clear and lies open before him. And to him we must explain the way we have lived. Remember that. And we see David realizing the errors he made, confessing his sin, and praying to Yahweh consistently. And then we see in the scriptures what it says. It says in Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2, surely Yahweh's power is enough to save you. He can hear you when you ask him for help. It is your evil that has separated you from Yahweh. Your sins cause him to turn away from you, so he does not hear you. Psalm 66, verse 18 to 19 says, if I have harbored sin in my heart, Yahweh would not have listened. However, Yahweh heard. He listened to my prayer. We must understand the scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. And if you want to go from a place of pride to a place of humble, you have to understand this and ask him. Psalms 19, 12, how can I know all the things, all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse these things from these hidden faults. And it's time we repented and turned away and we followed Yeshua. It says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We need to seek to a place of humbleness. Where we're going to admit and confess our sins, and we're going to be able to overcome them with confidence and faith in our Creator. And nothing is going to steal our joy away because of these things. We must understand, Yeshua says, are you ready to follow me? And he's willing, able to die. To die. As it says, he was willing, able to give up his own life for us. And that should be the most humbling thing that we could ever experience in our lives. We spoke about it the other day. It says, Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua Messiah. Micah 6, 8 says, oh people, Yahweh has told you what is good, and this is what he requires to do what is right, to love mercy and walk humbly with your Elohim. So I call you today to rise and pray and walk humbly with him. Walk humbly because he's given us mercy to find so much good in his grace and his patience with us. But walk with him. Now's the time to walk in his ways and do what he wants us to do and never turn back. And pride is the real killer here. Pride is going to keep you from being able to walk with him, confession and all this. It says in James 4, 6, but he gives us more grace than what the scripture says. Yahweh opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Proverbs 3:34 says he mocks the proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. I've witnessed personally in my life by viewing all the people around that I see. Those with pride leads to destruction. The humble ones, that's who I want to surround myself with, because they got the blessings of Yahweh amongst them. Romans 3:22 to 24 says this righteousness is given through faith in Yeshua Messiah. To all who believe, there is no difference between the Jewish person or the Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahweh, and all are justified by the freeing by his grace through the redemption that came through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Stop walking around prideful. It's time to give it up to Yeshua and understand without him we truly are nothing. And when we're humble, it helps us to depend on Yahweh and to follow his ways. Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself, that if it is not in man, who walks to direct his steps? And James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And it's time we stop deceiving ourselves and we started to live a righteous life, a fully righteous life in all ways. Philippians 2, verse 3 to 4 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Humility, that's what brings the wisdom and the honor. It's not the false pride, it's the true humility. Proverbs 11, 2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And that's what we must seek every day, the wisdom of Yahweh. He can only speak to us. He can only communicate us when we are in a certain state. And that state is a humble state. The humble state. That's where we need to be. Not doing it our way, but be willing to do it Yahweh's way for us. He did it all. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to learn how to be humble. Praise our Creator for this important understanding of his word and what he wants to happen in our lives. And as we read this again, I'll read it, Lamentations 3:29. Lamentations 3:29 reminds us and says to us about the hope that we have. Let them lie face down in the dust, for there may be hope at last. To be still and know that he is Yahweh. To be still and know that he is Yahweh. How many of you are ready to do this? How many of you are ready to rise above and understand what true understanding of Yahweh is and the humbleness to seek it and to strip the pride, to let go of the pride? Yeshua, when he came, he had a problem with the pride of the Pharisees and the sages, not what they were doing, but their attitude behind it. We must release that and we must show him we're willing to give up our lives. We're willing to do everything to reach a place of humbleness. And that is even give up our own life the way Yeshua did for us. How many of you can confidently say you would be willing to do that? To be imitators of Yeshua, to deny yourself. The testing and the trials will go on. But we need to pass these tests so we can get to that great place that he has in store for us and that he wants for us. But it's our choice. And remember, many are called, but few are chosen. But the real meaning behind that is many are called, but few choose. Choose Yahweh. As he says, today I bring before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And the people answered not a word. I am warning you, pleading with you, to choose Yahweh's way. Don't question it. Choose and trust. And you'll be much better off. You'll be fine. You'll live in peace. And it's a beautiful thing. So thank you for watching and listening, everybody, wherever you're hearing this message. Yahweh be with you today and always. And go out there and seek to do his commandments, not with pride, not with arrogance. Follow his commandments and humble. Humble yourselves, and may Yahweh humble all of us. In Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
The Church of the Holy Spirit is a home church. We are a Bible-believing, Jesus-loving Christian congregation with a vision to develop home churches. We are part of the Emmanuel Communion, an international Christian fellowship spreading the gospel as the Spirit leads. We gather for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. in a private home. If you would like more information, and especially if you would like to join us, please call 772-341-9895.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.
They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost,